Welcome to Service Desk,
where we help users help themselves.
How are you tonight, Andrew?
Oh, I'm doing all right. It's been good, getting a little bit warmer here, so I'm excited about that.
No more snow!
No more snow up here in the frigid north. How's everything going down there?
Yeah, it stopped snowing finally here too, which is crazy to say the first week of May, but there you have it.
Yeah, and I say down there, like, I'm thinking, you know, way in the south, but you're just a little bit further down in the latitude.
I'm like a whole state south, which for the United States is gigantic, so there you go.
Yeah, that's true.
So my work actually hasn't been terrible this week. How about yours?
You know, it's been going well. We've had a lot of people travel in from around the country to come to our campus for some training. And we were trying to snag as many as we could to upgrade them to Windows 10. Ooh. So I was spearheading that effort this week. I've done a lot of Windows 7 to Windows 10.
Well, that's good. Got to get them all upgraded sooner rather than later at this point.
Right? And at this point, we're still a little early in it, so it's a volunteer type of thing. But we tell them if people aren't signing up, we're going to just start assigning people, because we don't want to have another Windows XP to Windows 7.
That was a rush.
Yep.
So, speaking of Windows 10, did you hear about the April 2018 is what they're calling it, update that's come out?
I've heard people talk about it, and the only thing I heard about, and I stopped listening when I heard this, was the tabs in Windows Explorer.
Tabs will be amazing.
I'm all about tabs. I'm a tabaholic. I think I have like 100 open.
Only 100?
At any one time.
Come on.
Only 100. But what else is going to be in this update?
Well, one of the things I'm excited about, because I hate it when I can't figure out how to shut off the notifications, is they have something called Focus Assist. You will be able to, basically it's a more beefed up version of Do Not Disturb. So you can set which apps, you can set who, if you want to specifically be like, hey, I'm recording a podcast, I only want to hear from my co-host. So you can shut down all of the other people so that you don't get all of the Discord chat or Twitter or whatever else you get through your normal notifications. So I'm super excited about that. They say that dictation is going to be available in most things, that you can just hit the Windows key and H in a text box. I'm not a fan of dictation in general, so I don't know how that's going to work out. But
that could be interesting, though, because I still remember the days when if you wanted dictation in your computer, you had to download a program like Dragon Naturally Speaking.
Oh, yeah, that was fun stuff.
But now it's kind of just natively built in.
Which makes sense, because everybody has like a webcam and a camera and a microphone and all that. So that's awesome. And then they're still trying to make Cortana be a thing. So that's annoying. I hate Cortana. But they're using it with Microsoft Edge more. And Edge is also going to have grammar tools built in. So I'm not quite sure how that is going to play out. We'll see. Maybe it'll be decent. Not that I'll use Edge to know. And then they're going to try to make their version of AirDrop. So I don't know that I'll use that ever, but I guess Windows is always kind of trying to follow. So we'll see what happens.
Nice. It's I definitely feel like their model where they have one operating system that they're going to progressively update with different updates. It's an interesting model versus getting a new operating system every 5 years. So it'd be cool to see them progressively roll out updates like this and how long they choose to stick with it.
Yeah. They were already talking about the last round, it had different names. So it was like Creators Update, Fall Creators Update. And then with this one, they just went with the date, basically, the month and the year, which is funny because it's May, but yay, April, I guess. But they're doing it to try to hopefully curtail some of the confusion that comes around when you start just naming things instead of dating or numbering or whatever. So I don't know what the number is, but I should figure that out. Because for techies out there, the fall creator was 1709. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll see if they just now, maybe it's going to be 0418. I don't know. That would be really weird, though.
Well, Microsoft hasn't always been the most responsible with their numbers.
What do you mean? 3.1 to 95 to 98 to me to... Yeah.
I do actually, I thought of something that I'm a little excited about.
Ooh.
It's a little small tech news, but...
Sure.
So for a while, I know Apple has had a wallet app that's been actually pretty good. You can store a lot of stuff in it.
Oh, yeah.
It has a lot of functionality. I don't know anything about it other than that a lot of people like to use it. What is coming out is that Google is finally consolidating all of their apps back together and forming the Google Wallet app and giving it all of the functionality that a lot of people want.
Oh.
So already you can, you know, put in your loyalty rewards, credit cards, and you can pay with like NFC and store all that stuff in there, have barcodes pop up if you're like in a gas station that has a rewards program.
Oh, that's nice.
What they're going to start doing though is allowing you to do things like airport boarding passes.
Ooh. That's handy.
And put stuff, exactly, and put stuff like that in. So I just am excited that we're making one step closer to the day when we might not need anything but our phones or a phone-like device.
Until your battery dies.
Until your battery dies. And then I guess you just can't spend money.
Well, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
And until we get some new battery tech, you know, that maybe... goes off wireless waves in the air.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, we should make batteries that charge off our
body. I'm not sure that's how that works, but hey.
But yes.
It's probably under a Tesla patent anyway, I'm sure.
Yep.
Or, well, not patent. Maybe Elon Musk has that one.
Yeah, he's been pretty good with, I don't know.
Sharing?
Kind of.
Ish.
Yeah. I just hope he shares the charging port style or proprietary information on cars.
Right. That.
Because, like, I really want electric cars, but the last thing I want is to have every single car manufacturer have a different plug.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even think about that. Ugh.
Yeah, imagine having to, like, go to your holiday gas station and then having to wait in line for the Honda station because... there's only one of those, but Ford in this area paid to have five of them.
Ugh. I don't. Nope.
Don't worry. You can pay, though, to be fast-tracked through.
Oh, sure.
Probably, somehow.
Capitalism.
Exactly. We kind of got a little off-topic there.
Anyway, yes, we're sidetracking. Wait. I have a thing that I forgot to do last week because my news last week was not of my own finding. I depended upon my Twitter pals, Chase at TQ Loudly and Sam at Samsalot 007. They both helped me find the articles that I used last week, and I was completely remiss and did not thank either of them. So I am a giant jerk, and I'm trying to make up for that now. So go give at TQ Loudly and at Samsalot 007. And if you're into D&D, they're both on podcasts. Chase is the DM over at Another Path Pod, and Sam is Margrain over at Beholder's Eye. Actually, I think on Twitter it's at @i_beholders. Yeah, so go give them a follow and a listen, and they are some awesome people.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Now that has been corrected, we talked about backups last week, and you scolded me, kind of. This week, we need to talk about photos, because we just talked about how to do general document types. What do you have for photo backup?
Well, when it comes to backing up your photos, it really kind of depends on the kind of person you are.
Sure.
I have a DSLR camera, shoot in both RAW plus JPEG, so that means that I have really big photos, and then also the same photo, but just a little bit smaller, and this takes up a lot of space. I shoot a lot. And then not only just my DSLR camera, like my Canon, I also have my Google Pixel, which, you know, I like to shoot whenever I can because one of my favorite sayings is the best camera is the one that you have on you.
It's very true. And I love my Pixel.
Exactly. And they really take good photos. Any modern phone nowadays is actually pretty decent.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get you the most amazing photos all the time, but you can do a lot of really cool stuff with it, and especially in post-edit.
Right.
So it kind of depends on who you are. The majority of people out there probably pay most of their attention with their phone cameras nowadays. A lot of people don't have point-and-shoots, those old, you know, little Nikon cool pics, stuff like that. A lot of people are just relying...
I have a DSLR that's probably 10 years old now, so it's not very good, but I have one. I just haven't used it forever.
Exactly. So a lot of people are running just off their iPhones, their Google Pixels. And in this case, it's kind of a little bit better for you. You kind of have things a little bit easier in the way that you want to back up.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to iTunes, or excuse me, when it comes to iPhone, they have a lot of like built-in apps.
Yes.
I know you can pay to have more storage on the iDrive.
Once upon a time at my work, if I wanted to have a phone provided by the company, they would do so, but I had to take an iPhone. So I am intimately familiar with the iCloud and all of the backups that you can do, which if you leave it at default, it automatically puts everything in your cloud. You're all good and safe. And actually, it takes a lot of the pictures off your phone so you don't fill up the hard drive accidentally.
And so, exactly. A lot of these phones come with that feature. I have a Google Pixel, and I hear you do as well. Woo-hoo. Google Pixel 2.
Pixels! They're amazing.
And
I love them.
The great thing with these is that Google had said that for the life of the phone, when you buy it,
mm-hmm.
any photo you take with that, no matter the size, and I think videos as well, are backed up for free on Google Photos.
Interesting.
So everything that you take with your phone, if you have it automatically backing up to Google Photos, you never have to worry about paying. You never have to worry about storage space. You have unlimited storage. It never counts towards anything you have. And that's one of the reasons I got a Google Pixel, is because it has such a great camera. And the backup is just basically set and forget it.
Yes.
There's other similar services to that. The closest one to set and forget that a lot of people would have that is unlimited would be the Amazon one.
Prime.
Where you pay for the Prime access and you put the app on your phone and it will back up any photo you take. And all photos are basically free. They don't take up any of your storage.
Right.
So as long as you're paying for Amazon Prime, you have unlimited storage of your photos, not your videos.
Right.
Other options with these kind of set and forget, Microsoft OneDrive has stuff like this,
mm-hmm.
where you put the app on your phone and it will back up to your OneDrive. The nice thing about that is if you have a Windows computer, it's very easy to integrate that to where you can basically just see your photos like they're on your computer when you get home, right from your phone.
I have a story about that.
But then again, at that place, you have to start paying for it.
Right.
What was that story? I want to hear this.
So I was using that because iPhone, the iCloud, does make you pay money if you want to get more than their 5 gigabytes. At least that's where it was when I had the phone. And so I set up the Microsoft OneDrive because I'd already had that on my computers and stuff. And so I was taking weird pictures. I don't even remember. But my husband shares my OneDrive because he's a Luddite and doesn't sign up for these things if he doesn't have to. and so he saw my weird pictures and I didn't realize that they were just populating to his computer at the same time. And so one day he was asking me about something. I don't even remember. But I was like, what? How? That's on my phone. How did you see that?
Oh, man. So, I can see that causing issues.
So be careful if you share a OneDrive, because if you take weird pictures, other people will see them.
And kind of along those same lines, too, with OneDrive, is one that's been around for a while is Dropbox.
Yes.
It's more used for just general files in general.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have an app that if you put it on your phone, it will see a picture being taken and it will store that automatically for you once you get to a Wi-Fi connection.
Nice.
So it's another one of those where you can kind of set and forget it. The Dropbox, OneDrive, and for the most part, I think the iPhone,
mm-hmm.
you'll probably end up having to pay.
Yes.
At least for some sort of monthly storage because you're going to run out of the free tier pretty quickly.
Yeah. 5 gigs in photos is nothing.
Exactly. And the same with Google. You can do the Google Photos app if you have a non-Pixel. And it'll do the same backup, just like we've been talking about, but you do have to pay. But if you have a Google Pixel, a phone made by Google, they may do that with their future devices as well. Or if you pay for Amazon Prime, it may be worth to look into these and see if maybe that meets your needs. Because the nice thing about these, like I said, is they back up your photos that you take on your phone without any thought. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the other solutions are good. You'll just have to pay a little bit, but I already do myself, so it's good. The other use case then is if you're someone that takes a little more serious photos, someone that's using DSLR, if you're doing that, chances are you're the kind of person that wants to hold on to these pictures and not want to get rid of them, which creates photos and photos and albums. And I have like hard drives full of photos that it's just, I can't bring myself to delete.
Right.
And the places that I've found that kind of suit my needs in that situation, if you want to start sharing your photos, a really good place to do that is Flickr, because you have about a terabyte for free.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
And it does support, as far as I know, unless they've changed it recently, it supports RAW files, which to the non-photo people is like the biggest, the best quality that you can get.
Sure. That makes sense.
But it's not really a good backup solution. So it's more for like sharing an album that you've put together, you've edited, and you want to share it out there for people. But you get a terabyte of space. So it's a lot of space.
So it's not like backup, but it's a good place to store the important photos.
Exactly. Your other options, once you get to this point, really are just general backup solutions. I mean, a lot of different places out there that run just file backups, online backups, places like Blackblaze, Carbonite, all these places are good just for a photo backup as well, because they are at that point just like a general file. However, what I like is to continue to use Google Photos for my DSLR. So I pay X amount of money per month to get X amount of storage. Right now, I think it's $1.99 for 100 gigs.
Sure.
And then $9 for a terabyte.
Not terrible.
And what I can do is upload these photos, and not only do they show up in my Google Photos website, where I can see, edit, and make albums, but they're also on my Google Drive, which is kind of like my online backup.
Yes.
So it's really nice, really handy. You have to pay a little bit, but you never have to worry about those going away. Because if Google has something happen to them, well, we probably have more to worry about than losing our photos.
Fair. Yes. Because if they go down, I welcome Skynet. I would just like to say that my robot overlords, I welcome with my whole heart, and I will do whatever you ask of me.
Exactly. I will reboot and virus clean you all day long. I don't know. Is that something they need humans to do?
I don't know. I would hope by the time they get, I take that back. I hope they do need us so that we can continue living on this earth. Exactly.
So yeah, that's kind of my rundown there.
Right.
It just kind of depends on who you are, what your use case is. If you're just a simple phone person, things are a lot easier on you. You don't have to worry about things as much. You don't even have to pay as much.
Right.
If you're someone that takes DSLR photos, my suggestion would be to invest in a service like Google Drive, pay for maybe even just one drive, terabyte access, and then you get Word, Excel, PowerPoint, all that for free along with it, if that's something you care about.
Sure.
Once you get to that point, you're basically just paying for file storage.
Oh, I recently downloaded Word. I wonder if I have a terabyte now.
If you have 365, then you probably have a terabyte of access.
I should
of storage.
Check that. Huh. Anyway, so kind of along with that backup of photos, like we were saying, the backup of your phone is kind of automatic, hopefully. I highly, highly recommend that if you have an iPhone, you leave the iCloud backup on and it should prompt you. It's pretty dummy proof. If you just leave it plugged in overnight, which I would assume most people do, that will, as long as there's Wi-Fi available, it will automatically back up your phone. As long as you leave that on, don't turn it off. The same kind of goes with Android. Most of them have some kind of an automatic backup built in. So I don't know. It depends on which one you have. You may need to Google to see specifically what your brand of phone does. I know that Google, like we've been saying, it does an automatic backup. I've not yet had to restore a Pixel, so I'm not sure how that works. But I know that on an Android, it's pretty straight across. Obviously you have to enter your credentials for all of the apps, but for the most part, it keeps all of your information. You may need to double check that like text messages are backed up.
What you can do is, I do know this, if you go into the settings in your Android device and then go down to accounts.
Yes.
and then go to Google and see your Google account, and there there'll be little checkboxes next to everything. So do you want to sync your email? Do you want to sync your photos? Do you want to sync your contacts? Do you want to sync all this stuff?
Right.
And if you have those checked, it'll sync it with your account and you don't have to worry about losing it on your phone.
And if you get the, like, your account is running out of space, especially iPhone users, pay the 99 cents and get your 50 gigabytes if all you're doing is phone backups, because it's completely worth it. Nothing worse than losing all of your contacts because you were too cheap.
That's not a bad price either, to be honest with you.
Right. I mean, obviously to get more, you pay more, but just
pay
the 99 cents. You're already buying stuff on iTunes and that anyway, so just do it. That's my rant about phones.
Well, it's kind of silly that a lot of people have so much of their life out there on the phone. And it's a device that is basically most of our computers nowadays, but a lot of us forget that we need to back up just as much as we do our own computers.
Yes, 100%. Also, you can put antivirus on your phone, which for an iPhone isn't as big of a deal, but I have the Set. This is rounding out randomness, but like Esset, I have on my Google Pixel, and Malwarebytes and all that can be put on Android phones now too.
Yeah.
Back up and protect your phones too.
Always good advice.
So you can reach us if you have any questions or news articles. If you want to send those our way, we can always talk about them next time. On Twitter, we are at Service Desk Pod. You can reach us at Facebook, facebook.com/ServiceDeskPodcast. And our website is ServiceDeskPodcast.com. And you can always submit a ticket through ServiceDeskPodcast@gmail.com.
And just to clarify, what does a ticket mean, Kim?
In this case, it's just an email.
If you have any questions, comments, send them our way. We may read them online.
Or, you know, on the air or record. I do exactly. Read my email online generally.
And, as always, please be sure to rate and review us wherever you listen to this podcast. Especially if you're on iTunes, make sure to comment and talk about it as well.
I'm Kim.
I'm Andrew.
And we're your techie friends.